From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senate Republicans held together in a key test vote this evening and pushed back an attempt by Democrats to end a GOP filibuster blocking consideration of a bill rewriting the rules on Wall Street. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Not one Republican voted to end the filibuster, and two Democrats voted with them, Nebraska's Ben Nelson and Majority Leader Harry Reid, so he'd have the right to hold another vote to end the filibuster. That left Democrats three votes short of the 60 needed to move forward. GOP leader Mitch McConnell said Americans don't trust Congress to reform Wall Street.
Republicans are also acutely aware of the fact that government solutions to big, complex problems like this one are rarely as effective as they're made out to be, especially when they're rushed.
Democrats, meanwhile, called the vote a victory for Wall Street and a defeat for consumers. Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd said now is not the time to block the bill.
I urge my colleagues, let us get to this debate.
Democrats say they're confident public opinion is on their side. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities are working to contain an oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico caused by last week's explosion on an offshore oil rig. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the damaged well is leaking 42,000 gallons of oil a day.
Coast Guard crews are using a combination of containment booms, oil dispersants, and skimming boats to clean up the pollution. The oil slick is about 30 miles from the Louisiana coast and is 48 by 39 miles wide. Crews from BP are trying to shut off the deepwater well with robotic submarines. If that doesn't work, the firm will drill what's known as a relief well to divert the oil, a process that could take weeks. Along the Gulf Coast, there's great concern the pollution could impact oyster, shrimp, and fish harvests, and coastal communities in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are closely watching where the oil is moving. Authorities say they don't expect it to reach shore in the next 3 days, but caution wind and water patterns in the Gulf can change quickly. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Federal appeals court has ruled that a sex discrimination complaint against retail giant Walmart can proceed as a class action case. The San Francisco-based federal appeals court says the world's largest retailer will be required to face allegations it discriminates against women. Donald Heirich is an employment law attorney and expects the case could wind up before the Supreme Court.
A case like this affecting potential 1.5 million women and the largest employer in the United States, it does seem to be the type of case the U.S. Supreme Court would be interested in.
Found in 2001, the suit alleges Walmart pays women less than men for the same jobs and that female workers at the company receive fewer promotions. Better earnings news that some major global companies could not outweigh worries about financial reform. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow was up a fraction. The Nasdaq fell. This is NPR. U.S. officials have signed off on an order that will allow former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega to be extradited to France, where he has been convicted on money laundering charges. Officials who provided few other details would only say that Noriega boarded an Air France flight this afternoon. Noriega's lawyers had argued that as a prisoner of war, he should be sent back to Panama. Noriega finished his U.S. prison sentence for drug trafficking, but had remained in a U.S. prison fighting his extradition. The famous Hollywood sign has been saved from developers. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports from Hollywood, California.
This Beechwood Canyon neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills is recovering from the media onslaught it received earlier today when neighbors, politicians, and land preservationists joined Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to celebrate that they'd been able to raise the money to buy the land around the sign to keep it clear from commercial or residential development.
When I came over here, Hollywood turned me into an action hero. So, of course, when I heard that there was 130 acres around the Hollywood sign that need to be protected, I did what the Terminator was supposed to do, which is to jump into action.
The real hero in this story did not wear a cape and tights, but a silk bathrobe. Hugh Hefner actually provided the final nearly $1 million to save the land around the peak. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, at the base of the Hollywood sign.
Question of whether the state of California can ban the sale of violent video games to minors now heads to the Supreme Court. The high court agreeing to take on the case, saying it will review a federal court's decision to throw out the ban. The law never took effect and was challenged shortly after being signed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.